oil prices have been edging back up more than 30% in the last 2 weeks, raising hope in the oil industry after prices hit a 13-year low in early February and created such a glut of crude in the U.S. that traders turned to empty rail cars to store it. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal has been following this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Robin.
And BP's chief executive, Bob Dudley, joked last month that pretty soon every storage tank and swimming pool in the world will be filled with oil. There's so much. But these rail cars, what were they usually used for and why are they empty?
Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of rail cars that have been made really just over the last few years. Last year, in fact, there were 36,000 rail cars produced, and they were all made while oil prices were really high, and it was profitable to ship oil across the country on these. They, you know, were using rail rather than pipelines because this boom of oil, particularly places like North Dakota, happened so quickly, it just became easier for them to transport it by rail networks. And now you have a situation where there's just such a glut of oil, prices so low, it's cheaper for oil traders to just have some of that oil sit on the tracks and wait there until prices go higher. And they've just run out of storage everywhere else.
Yeah. You say sit on the tracks. Some people are calling this rolling storage, but it sounds like they're not rolling. I mean, are they just the cars just sitting there with the oil?
They're just sitting there. They're not going anywhere for the time being. And that rolling storage is compared to floating storage is the term that's been used for when you have a big tanker that's out in the ocean that's just sitting there holding on to oil. It's cheaper to have it on rail than it is to have it out in the ocean. And one thing there's not a shortage of is rail across this country, short line rails that are available to just have cars sit. And that's exactly what's happening.
Well, but other trains might be passing by. What's the concern about danger here if one of the trains is just sitting there loaded with crude?
What could possibly go wrong? Well, they're doing their best to keep these out of the way. It's a highly regulated industry, rail shipping, especially after some of these incidents that have happened with cars that are rolling around, rolling with their oil, and accidents have occurred. So they're trying to keep them away from other trains, other moving traffic. But it appears that there's quite a bit of space for that. I mean, we still have a really big, vast country out there, and there's a lot of rail that's just been sitting idle that doesn't get used very much. And so those are being set aside, and it's actually become profitable for some railroads to take all these cars, fill them up with oil, and, you know, make a few bucks here
park
and there
them.
With these. Yeah, just park them, charge for parking.
Well, Jason, we only have a minute, but we've talked before about why prices were going down. Saudi Arabia kept up production to artificially lower prices so that Iran, its enemy, wouldn't make money when it started to sell oil. People are using less, you know, they're cutting back on their usage. But in just the few seconds we have, why are prices going up?
Prices are going up because Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Qatar, they're all appearing to come together now on a deal to tap down on production. And it's been questionable since that they made that announcement a month ago whether it would actually happen. But it's looking more and more like that's going to happen. There's also signs of increasing demand from China. And also, with prices so low, production is starting to come down. And then, you know, the supply-demand. The oil producers want more demand, less supply.
Wow. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, as we watch the price of oil up and down. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.